This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Renee Montaigne. The FBI continues its search for five men who are believed to have entered the U.S. illegally from Canada around Christmas Day. Authorities still say the men are not linked to terrorism, but the effort to downplay the search has not dampened interest, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The FBI search illustrates once again that you can't send out an alert and then tell people to go ahead and enjoy the holiday. On Sunday, the Bureau said it was looking for five men who might have entered the U.S. illegally. That's a crime, of course, but it does not usually lead the Bureau to send out photos, names, and birth dates to law enforcement and to post that information on the FBI's public website. FBI officials tried to calm public concerns by saying they're not even certain the men are in the country and they don't know whether the names and pictures match. In fact, a man in Lahore, Pakistan, says he recognizes his face among photos of the five, and he's never been to the U.S. President Bush tried to help out in remarks on New Year's Eve. He said that federal officials really do not know what the five men are up to.
But we are mindful that there are still some out there who would try to harm America and harm Americans, and so therefore we take every threat seriously.
So the five may be a threat, as the president indicated, or they may just belong to the not very exclusive club of immigrants smuggled illegally into the U.S. If the men did enter this country, they came over from Canada. Media reports from Canada indicate they are part of a scheme to produce false immigration documents. U.S. and Canadian officials have been trying to improve security across the 4,000-mile-long border. A terrorist was caught in 1999 trying to smuggle explosives from Canada into Washington State. The two countries are trying to merge computer databases so they can more easily compare notes about terrorist suspects. But since these five appear to have disappeared, the system apparently still needs work. FBI officials have released no new information on the five. They have not added any new names to the list, despite leaks to the media that this was imminent. But the Bureau says that still could happen. Meanwhile, the Homeland Security Advisory System still displays a yellow light, which means the risk is neither severe nor low. It's just elevated, as it has been for months. The non-bureaucratic translation seems to be, "Don't worry, but be cautious." Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.